nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
And plumes and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, October. Not quite. It's August 26th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host, and apparently I don't know what month it is. No, I do. It's August, and it's the last weekend of August, so summer is unofficially coming to an end this weekend, and the weather is kind of going to cooperate a little bit. We'll talk more about that later, but since it is the unofficial end of summer this weekend, I encourage you all, enjoy summertime related things. Have a burger, a hot dog, you know, catch a ball game, go out and enjoy some of the great state parks we have here in Connecticut, or I don't know, find some way to be outside and do something fun and enjoyable, because I know there are some schools that are already back in session. I know the school system where I teach, we're going back, the teachers are going back on Monday. I know Labor Day is supposed to be like the official, unofficial end of summer, but August is basically the end, you know. So get out and enjoy it and do what you can to live your life in the most enjoyable way possible. And hopefully that includes listening to Backstage here on WZBG. And this morning, we're going to be celebrating the life of one of the greatest American composers, conductors, pianists. I mean, the list of accomplishments that this particular individual has is lengthy. There's a litany of, there's your SAT word this morning, a litany of accomplishments that that he was able to achieve during his life. And he would have been 105 yesterday. Yesterday was his birthday. But sadly, he passed away in 1990. I'm talking about Leonard Bernstein, who, I mean, let's see, 7 Emmy Awards, 2 Tony Awards, 16 Grammy Awards, the Kennedy Center Honor, the first American to American-born conductor to lead a major American symphony orchestra. He was the director of the New York Philharmonic. He helped bring about a revival of an interest in the music of Gustav Mahler. He was a humanitarian. He was an advocate. He was an activist. He has composed symphonies. He's composed for Broadway. He's composed for movies. What didn't he do? What didn't he do? He's Harvard educated and also went to the Curtis Institute of Music. And he's just amazing. And yesterday would have been his birthday. So today here on Backstage, we're celebrating Leonard Bernstein. Now, he was born in Massachusetts back in 1918. And he wasn't born Leonard. He was born Lewis. But his parents always called him Leonard. And then he legally changed his name later on. And he became a fixture in the world of music. You know, so this morning we're going to celebrate the music that he helped create for Broadway throughout his career. Of course, I can't play everything that he did because I would need, you know, a day-long show. But we'll hit some of the high points. So we're going to kick things off with a selection from On the Town. Now, this is the London cast recording, but On the Town was his first big Broadway show back in 1944, I believe. He worked with Jerome Robbins, famous Broadway director and choreographer, and he brought in Comden and Green to help him with the book and the lyrics for the show. And it opened in late December of 1944, and it was a hit. And it's been revived a few times over the years. So this is the London cast recording of On the Town. I forget what year it was, unfortunately. But so this is the opening sequence, I guess you could call it, of On the Town here on Backstage on WZBG.
The sun is warm.
time, Bob?
3 minutes to 6.
That was the opening sequence from On the Town here on Backstage on WZBG, a show composed by Leonard Bernstein. And the genius of Leonard Bernstein, I think, was definitely on display there. You heard in the orchestration the different little musical motifs that end up coming back throughout On the Town, and his appreciation for a full symphonic orchestral sound that you don't always get anymore, which I think is a shame. But it was, when it debuted in 1944, it really resonated with audiences. You know, World War II was on the brink of coming to an end, and people responded to it. It was also a bit shocking. Maybe shocking is not necessarily the best word. It was progressive for its time. You had a Japanese-American dancer in a leading role. You had a multiracial cast dancing as mixed-race couples. And you even had a black concertmaster who eventually became the music director for the show. And this is at a time when segregation was still in full swing. The armed forces were still segregated. And, you know, Bernstein created an atmosphere that really helped propel things forward in the theater, and society eventually would catch up as well. It later became a movie in 1949 with Gene Kelly, Frank Sinatra, and Jules Munchen, but they changed a lot of the music, they changed a lot of the score, and while the movie is entertaining, I miss the Bernstein music. One of the songs that I really like from On the Town is this one, in this case sung by Carol Arthur. It's sort of an anthem for one of the women in the show, where she goes on and on about how great she is and how much she brings to the table. Here is Carol Arthur with I Can Cook Too.
The best in the town, and I can cook too. My fish can't be beat, my sugar's the sweetest around. I'm a man's ideal of a perfect meal, right down to the demi-tasse. I'm a pot of joy for a hungry boy, baby. I'm cooking with gas. Oh, I'm a gumdrop, a sweet lollipop, a brook trout right out of the brook. Magazine covers. Some gals keep house on a dime. Some gals make wonderful lovers. But what a lucky find I'm. I'd make a magazine cover. I do keep house on a dime. I'd make a wonderful lover. I should be paid overtime, 'cause I can bake too. On top of the lot, my oven's the hottest you'll find. And I can roast too. My chickens just ooze. My gravy will lose you your mind. I'm a brand new note on a table d'hote, but just try me a la carte. With a single course, you can choke a horse. Baby, you won't know where to start. Oh, I'm an hors d'oeuvre, a jelly preserve, not in the recipe book. And what's more, baby, I can cook. 'Cause I can fry too, on top of a heap. My Crisco's as deep as a pool. And I can grill too, my ribs win applause. My lamb chops will cause you to drool. For a candied sweet or a pickled beet, step up to my smorgasbord. Walk around until you've had your fill, baby. You'll never be bored. Oh, I'm a pâté, a marin glacé, not in the recipe book. And what's more, baby, I can cook. And what's more, baby, I can cook.
I Can Cook Too, from On the Town, the London cast recording here on Backstage on WZBG. And that was Leonard Bernstein's explosion onto the Broadway stage back in 1944 when he was only 26. Shocking, right? 26 years old, and he helped create On the Town. I wish I had that kind of talent, right? I mean, it's boggling to me that people can just do that, can create like that, and it's just what they do. Go figure. After On the Town, from 1945 to 1947, Bernstein became the music director of the New York City Symphony, which had been founded by Leopold Stokowski. Leopold. And he had great success with them and was doing quite well with them. And that brought him into sort of the classical world. He traveled the world. He began a lifelong passion for the work of Gustav Mahler, and he started bringing Mahler's works into his concerts and whatnot. So, you know, he had his feet in a variety of different worlds there. In 1950, he created music for a Broadway production of Peter Pan, incidental music. And that ran fairly well. I believe it had Boris Karloff in the roles of Mr. Darling and Captain Hook. And if you remember your classic Universal horror movies, Boris Karloff was the Mummy. And I believe he was also the Frankenstein monster, wasn't he? If memory serves. Well, I'm meandering here through my thoughts, but so in the 50s he starts with that, and he also started composing some opera, if you can believe it. Opera, right? So Broadway, symphonies, opera. 'Cause, yeah, there you go. That's just Leonard Bernstein in a nutshell. Broadway, symphony, opera. In 1953, he came back to doing Broadway, and he wrote the score for the musical Wonderful Town, again working with Comden and Green, the story of two sisters from Ohio who go to New York to try to find success and settle into Greenwich Village. And I've got a few tracks from that, so why don't we kick it off with one of the earliest tracks from the show, Wonderful Town. This is from the 2004, I believe, Revival Cast recording. This is Christopher Street.
Come along!
On your left, Washington Square, right in the heart of Greenwich Village.
My wet trees smell that air, painters and pigeons in Washington Square.
On your right, Waverly Place, bit of Perry in Greenwich Village.
My, what charm, my, what grace, poets and peasants on Waverly Place.
Ever since 1870, Greenwich Village has been the bohemian cradle of painters, writers, actors, etc., who've gone on to fame and fortune. Today, in 1935, who knows what future greats live in these twisting alleys. Come along! Here you see Christopher Street, typical spot in Greenwich Village.
Ain't it quaint, ain't it sweet, pleasant and peaceful on Christopher Street.
Home, Christopher Street, right in the heart of Greenwich Village.
Life is calm, life is sweet, pleasant and peaceful on Christopher Street.
Here's a famous this village type. Mr. Apopolis, modern painter, better known on this beat as the lovable landlord of Christopher Street.
Officer Lonergan, throw that violent woman out of my building.
What's the beef now, Apopolis?
I'm very broad-minded, Lonergan, but when a tenant gives rumba lessons all night, she's got to have at least a phonograph.
Here's a guy known as the Wreck, football professional out of season, unemployed throughout the heat, living on nothing on Christopher Street.
Hi, honey. Where are you going with Dickie Bird?
I'm taking him down to Benny's to see what we can get on him.
Oh, no. Wreck, you can't hawk Dickie.
Well, take your choice, Helen. Either we hawk him or we have him on toast.
Here is yet another type. Everyone knows the famous Violet, nicest gal you'd ever meet, steadily working on Christopher Street.
Let go of me, you big phony.
On your way, Violet. The rumba school is closed.
You're a public servant. I pay your salary, so just you show a little respect.
Life is gay, life is sweet, interesting people on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people live on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people on Christopher Street.
Such interesting people live on Christopher Street. Look! Look! Painters, actors, dancers, writers!
Here we live, here we love. This is the place for self-expression. Life is mad, life is sweet. Greenwich Village, Greenwich Village, woo!
From Wonderful Town, the 2004 revival recording here on Backstage on WZBG. And the time's flying. It's 9:33, so we need to pause for a quick word, and then we will be back with the buzz.
We gather together in communities across the nation to remember and honor, to celebrate and support, to light the night. Join us as we lift our lanterns high in order to move toward a world free of blood cancers. Join us as we light the night for a loved one. Join us. We are the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Our mission is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma. Our aim is to improve the quality of life of patients and their families. Join us. We are LLS, and when we walk, cancer runs. Join your community and help bring light to the darkness of cancer. Join us as we light the night. Find your local event at lightthenight.org. That's lightthenight.org.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, let's look at the theater goings-on, shall we? Landmark Community Theaters announced their production of The Rocky Horror Show. That's going to be happening October 6th, running through October 28th. You can check out landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and information. Phoenix Stage Company is going to be putting on a production of the play The Memory Box. That's going to run October 13th through October 22nd. Go to phoenixstagecompany.org to find out more or to purchase tickets. TheatreWorks New Milford has announced a production of Scotland Road. That's going to be opening September 21st, running through October 7th. They also just announced their casting on their website. If you want to find out about the cast, the show, or purchase tickets, go to theatreworks.us. And the Warner Theater is going to be hosting its annual International Playwrights Festival. That's two nights of theater, October 13th and 14th. Each night has different productions. You can buy a ticket for one night. You can buy a ticket for the other night. You can buy a ticket for both if you want. Go to warnertheater.org for more on that. A couple of auditions to mention. TheatreWorks New Milford has announced auditions for the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. A great little show. Very funny. They're looking for 9 adult performers. Auditions will be September 10th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the TheatreWorks Theater. And then again on September 11th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church on Danbury Road in New Milford. Now, sign-ups are encouraged for these auditions, but they are not required. To find out more, go to theatreworks.us. And the Warner Theater has announced auditions for their production of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Those will be happening tomorrow, the 27th, and Monday, the 28th. At 7 p.m., those are by appointment only. And I happened to see Dick Terhune, the head of the Warner Stage Company, the other night, and he said that spots, they were having to add some spots. So interest is high. If you're interested in Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express, go to warnertheater.org to find out more and to sign up. And that's the buzz for this morning here on Backstage. We're going to pause for another quick word from a sponsor, and then we'll be back with more celebration of Leonard Bernstein.
Torrington's Warner Theater welcomes Grammy Award-winning artist Christopher Cross. Get ready, Litchfield County, for an evening of amazing music on Saturday, September 30th. His music has garnered him an Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist Awards. With over 40 years behind him, Christopher Cross continues to delight audiences. Christopher Cross at Torrington's Warner Theater on Saturday, September 30th. Get tickets now at warnertheater.org, warnertheater.org, or by calling the box office at 860-489-7180. Christopher Cross, September 30th at Torrington's Warner Theater.
And we're back here on Backstage on WZBG, and yesterday would have been Leonard Bernstein's 105th birthday, so we're celebrating him here this morning with some of the great Broadway songs he gave us throughout the course of his career. And we left off talking about Wonderful Town, which opened in 1953, won 5 Tony Awards for that production. It's been revived a couple of times. Very funny show. And this next number kind of demonstrates that. The story focuses on 2 sisters, Ruth and Eileen Sherwood, who move from Ohio to New York to start their lives, to try to make it big in the big city. And, of course, they encounter some challenges, some obstacles, some difficulties, and they question whether they should have remained in Ohio. So here from the 2004 revival production is the song Ohio.
What did I get us into?
Now, Eileen, everything's going to be all right.
It's awful.
Shh, never mind, darling. Try and sleep.
I can't sleep. I keep thinking of Ohio. Oh, Eileen.
Me too.
Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh. Did I ever leave Ohio? Why did what lies yonder, when life was so cozy at home. Wandering while I wonder, why did I fly? Why did I roam? Oh, why did I leave Ohio? Maybe I'd better go home.
Listen, Eileen, Ohio was stifling. We just couldn't wait to get out of that place. With Mom saying, what, Ruth, no date for this evening?
And Pop with Eileen do be home, dear, by 10.
Ah, gosh, those gossipy neighbors and everyone yapping who's going with whom.
Oh, dating those drips that I've known since I'm 4.
The Kiwanis Club dance.
On the basketball floor.
Cousin Maud with her lectures on scene.
What a bore. Hazel Black.
Cousin Min.
Ezra Nye.
Hannah Finn.
Just hopeless.
Babbitt, Stuffy, Provincial. Thank heaven we're free.
Ohio, from the 2004 revival cast recording of Wonderful Town. A great number by Leonard Bernstein. Very subtle, you know, sort of an intimate number, beautiful harmony, and a little bit of humor worked in, which I also appreciate. So there's a great deal of humor in the show Wonderful Town, including this next song, which is a personal favorite of mine, where Ruth Sherwood is trying to make her way as a reporter and goes to interview some sailors from, I believe it's Argentina, and she has to make a deal with them to get the scoop. So here is, I completely blanked on her, on the actress's name now. She was in Passion, she was the voice of Mother Gothel. It'll come to me. Donna Murphy, there we go. Here's Donna Murphy from the 2004 revival of Wonderful Town with Conga.
Well, if I show you the conga, then will you answer my questions?
Si.
All right, fair enough. It's very simple. Goes like this. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick. 1, 2, 3, kick. That's it. That's the conga, boys. All right, now just a few questions for you. What do you think of the USA? NRA? TBA? What do you think of our Mother's Day? What do you think of the policies we've established? Yeah, that's the conga, all right. Very impressive, boys. Very impressive. What do you think of our native squaws? Charles G. Dawes? Warden Laws? What's your opinion of Santa Claus? What do you think of the consequences of some of
the... La, 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 la,
come on, guys. I need a little concentration here, fellas.
La, 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 la.
Good neighbors, remember our policy. Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help me. Think you had a little too much coffee this morning, fellas. Look, I'm just trying to do my job here. Oh, goodness. Look, no speaky Portuguese. But ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. All right, stay. Stay, boys. Stay. What
What's your opinion of Harold Teen? Mitzi Green? Dizzy Dean? Who do you love on the silver screen? What do you think of the chemistry that the drug? Don't play with that bell. Oh, honey, that's to do my job, for God's sake. What do you think of our rhythm bands? Monkey glands? Hot dog stands? What do you think of Strakowski's hands? What do you think of the
conga? La 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 la.
Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help me.
Conga!
Yeah, conga!
Conga!
Whatever!
Oh!
All right, boys. What's your opinion of women's clothes? Major bows, sign mix bros. How do you feel about Broadway Rose? What do you think of the
conga?
Our rocks and rills, mother sills, seasick pills. How do you feel about Helen Wills? What do you think of the
conga?
Watch out, boys. Good neighbors, good neighbors, remember our policy. Good neighbors, I'll help you if you'll just help. Think of our double malts, family vaults, Epsom salts. Wouldn't you guys like to learn the waltz? Now you just want to
conga!
That was Conga from Wonderful Town, the 2004 revival recording, here on Backstage on WZBG. Great song by Leonard Bernstein, who would have been 105 yesterday, so we're celebrating him this morning. But we do need to pause to talk about the weather. According to our WZBG Weather Center, today there's a slight chance for an early shower, otherwise partly to mostly sunny. It's going to be warm and humid with highs in the low 80s. Tonight will be partly cloudy, cooler, and less humid, low of around 60. Sunday will be partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, highs in the mid-70s. Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 70s. And Tuesday, chance for showers, maybe some storms, highs in the 70s. Currently, it's about 71, creeping up to 72 degrees at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. It's the last weekend of August, which is kind of like the last weekend of summer. And once the weather clears, I strongly encourage you, go out and enjoy some summertime, and bring us with you. You can get us on a radio, you can get us in your car radio, you can get us streaming on the internet. Take us with you, make us part of your day. We're proud to be your local radio station, and we're proud to be part of your lives, and hopefully you bring us with you everywhere you go. Keeping with Leonard Bernstein, I would be derelict in my duty if I didn't talk about perhaps his most famous work. And that, of course, would be the opera A Quiet Place. No, I'm kidding. I'm talking about West Side Story. West Side Story is perhaps Leonard Bernstein's most well-known work in the theater world. Again, he's done work with symphonies, he's done work with opera, but in the theater world, West Side Story might be his best-known work of all time. It debuted back in 1957 at the Winter Garden Theater, which coincidentally was also where Wonderful Town debuted. So good luck for him at that particular theater. Bernstein did the music. Jerome Robbins was the director-choreographer. The book was by Arthur Lorentz, and of course, lyrics by a then relatively unknown Stephen Sondheim. It's a play on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, famous story of star-crossed lovers, and it's just become synonymous with American musical theater. It's everybody knows West Side Story. In fact, there's a team production running over at the Thomason Opera House, I believe. Might be closing out today, if memory serves. So you can always check that out if you want to see a production of West Side Story. So here from the original Broadway cast recording of West Side Story, we're going to kick things off with a great number that shows Leonard Bernstein's musicality in full effect. This is The Dance at the Gym. That was The Dance at the Gym from the original Broadway cast recording of West Side Story. And you get a sense of what the music is. It's got jazz, it's got a little bit of ballet almost, it's Latin, it's symphonic, it was groundbreaking for its time. Moving forward with West Side Story, we have a great number, in this case featuring Cheetah Rivera, the original Anita, from the Broadway cast, with one of the most signature songs from the show. This is America.
Oh, people in each room.
Automobile in America, chromium steel in America, wires for green in America, very big deal in America.
I'll drive a few weeks to San Juan. If there's a road you can drive on,
I'll give my cousins a free ride.
How you get all of them inside?
Immigrants go to America, many hellos in America, nobody knows in America, Puerto Rico's in America.
To keep clean.
I like the shores of America. Come work is yours in America. Now go the doors in America. Wall to wall doors in America.
That was America from the original Broadway cast recording of West Side Story, perhaps Leonard Bernstein's greatest triumph here on Backstage on WZBG. And we're just about out of time. So I'm going to leave you with one more from West Side Story, and I'll have to leave you with that until next week. So this is going to be G. Officer Krupke, one of the funnier numbers from West Side Story, where a bunch of the Jets are imitating their interactions with the local police officer. I hope you all have a fabulous week. Enjoy the time remaining in the summer. If you're a teacher, you're going back to work. Good luck, everybody. Have a great week, everybody. This is G. Officer Krupke.
Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks.
Gee, Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us there is good.
There is good.
There is good. There is good. There is untapped good. Like inside the worst of us is good.
Litchfield County's favorite, FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.